swallowing me, drifting into the ground, an incoming tide, so fierce you can't hide, takes you until you drown.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Let me turn that down a bit. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. All right. That right there was awesome. That's from the band Waves. And Waves are out of California. They are from San Diego. And the lead singer is Nathan Williams. And I used to have a raging crush on Nathan Williams. Super babe, but short. I saw them in Detroit at a festival, and I was like, oh, he's a little guy, but cute nonetheless. So that right there is W-A-V-V-E-S, Waves, from their new record. What's it called? It's called Hideaway. And I played us another Waves song the other week, and I really loved it. I've always liked Waves. Some of their records are just killer all around. Okay, the time is 6:38. It's been another long day. That's how that works. I work all day. I get a chance to pick my kids up and then try to eat and then come on back all the way to UBC, which is at the other end of this city. No freeways in Vancouver, so it takes a long time to get from one side of the city to the next. But whatever. There is, if you're not aware, a subway getting tunneled currently that has sort of jammed up Broadway. So one of the stops is Broadway and Main. And yeah, they took down that corner building, the old Tim Hortons there that used to be a bank. And so finally, there's going to be a quick, direct way to get to UBC. So congratulations, new students who will get a chance to use that, because I know I never had that opportunity. But there we go. Did I tell you my name is Anita B? That's who I am. And my show is focusing on just your basic indie rock, punk rock, garage rock, sometimes hip hop. I don't know what else. That kind of stuff. That's what we got here. So, yeah, let's move on. I heard this song, and I'll be honest, I've never heard it before. It's from a band called Dramarama, and I heard it on, some 80s show on satellite radio, and I was, like, instantly in love. I was like, who is this, and what is this all about, and how come I don't know it? The band is called Dramarama, And this song that we're going to hear is called, what is it called? Anything, Anything. And you can find it on their 1985 release called Cinema Verite. These guys are killer. And let me tell you about them. I looked them up. So they're out of New Jersey. And they later moved to L.A. They were formed in 82 and they broke up in 94. And there you go. So let's take a listen to this song. Again, it's called Anything, Anything. And I hope you enjoy it because I know I do. Hold on. Let's see, I got it right here. Okay, the station is CITR 101.9. Whoops. Let's make sure that's not happening. Let me hold on one sec, folks. 101.9 FM. Hold on. Do I got it? Do I have my song? I got it. I got it. 101.9 FM. Let me try this again. Vancouver. And this here, if I gotta do this. There we go. Finally, Drama-rama.
Settle down.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was killer. That was Julian Casablancas with the song 11th Dimension from his 2009 record, Phrases for the Young. Of course, he's probably most famous for leading the Strokes out of New York City. And that song just makes me want to dance like hardcore. So there you go. Now, we listened to Phoebe Bridgers before that. Phoebe Bridger? I'll be honest, that was not the song I wanted to play. I wanted to play this song. It was actually a cover of Phoebe Bridger by a band called Small Black. So we're going to be listening to Small Black next. Anyways, long story short, I ran out of time and I just hit play on that song, which is called Kyoto, on the album Punisher. It's new. So I wanted to play a cover of that song. That's what I wanted to do. And then couldn't find it. And then I went with that. So anyways, before that, we heard that killer song by Dramarama, Cinema Verite, off the 1985 release of the band Anything Anything. So, so perfect. That's a perfect song, as far as I'm concerned. All right, the time is 6:53. I'm with us all here until 8:30. And my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, runs every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. Please visit CITR.ca, and you can always check my show in podcasts or all the other awesome shows. Yeah, so much good stuff here at CITR. Yeah, this is the station that Nardwar is at. And it's so funny. I bring that up because my kids had seen, I don't know, they saw some reference someplace that I knew Nardwar and that he had messaged me, I don't know, about something. And they were like, what? You know Nardwar? I'm like, yeah, like for a long time. And like my kids are like 16 and 13. Apparently he's on fire in that age group. I'm like, what? Of course he should be because he's the best. But I'm just really impressed with the legacy that is Nardwar. He just keeps on giving and giving and we just keep loving and loving. So that's awesome. All right. Why did I bring that up? Oh, I don't know. I know, because I was talking about how awesome CITR is. That's right. Okay, what do we got next? Oh, we actually have some Small Black. This is the band I was hoping to play before. So here we are. We're going to hear something off their 2010 record. Let me tell you a little bit about these guys. They're out of New York City, and they're on the label Jag Jaguar. Jag Jaguar is out of like Indiana, I believe. Am I right? Yes, it is. Bloomington, Indiana. What can I tell you about these guys? Just that they have a new record, actually. I should play something from the new record. But I'm going to play something actually from the old record. And then maybe I'll change my mind and play something new as well. We're going to hear the song Photojournalist off their 2010 release New Chain. So let's take a listen. This right here again is Small Black on CITR 101.9. Whoa, that's not Small Black. FM, let's see if that works. Nope, that's still not working. Let me pause that. That's why. All right. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, technical difficulties. We're good. I'm just trying to play this ad here. Why is that not playing? Let me try this again. Okay, try that. Why is that not working? Start playing. Should work. Huh. Isn't that weird? Oh, I know why. Sorry, guys. Here we go.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown east side. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown east side face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org. I think we've...
Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger, 'cause I forgot I lit it. Ripping with my sinners, 'cause fuck it, man, I ain't no beginner. And then I crawled back to the life that I said I wouldn't live in. I just couldn't open up, I'm always shifting. Go find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian.
Pushing past the limit, tripping on a hallucinogenic. My cigarette burns my finger, 'cause I forgot. Remember your face or your hair or your name or your smile.
find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian. Carried on like the wayward son, and now through and through I've come undone, and now I am just but the wayward man. What with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hand, 'cause I carried on like the wayward son, and now through and through I've come undone, and now I am just but the wayward man. What with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hand, pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenic. My cigarette burnt my finger 'cause I forgot I lit it.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is Matt Mason, who is from Virginia Beach, Virginia. And he has a crazy past, meaning that his parents played, in all things, Christian metal bands. Christian metal. No joke. I, fun fact, have a cousin-in-law who was in a Christian heavy metal band as well. I was like, what, in grade 8, grade 7, when, I won't mention his name, was rocking his permed blonde hair. Christian heavy metal. Yeah, so there you go. That's Matt Mason. That's going to screw you up for sure. And I don't know. That's probably why he's so good at what he does, because he's probably got some issues, and those are the best artists, right? Anyways, you can hear that off his 2019 release, Bank on the Funeral. I adore that song. All right, before Matt Mason, we heard something from the band Porches with the song Okay. That's new. That's off their release from this year, 2021, called All Day Gentle Hold. And then we heard something from the band Small Black from 2010. We heard the song Photojournalist off the album New Chain. All right, it is now 7:08. Hey, let's check out the weather. Who wants to find out what's going on? I think I do. Weather Vancouver, let's see. And then I'll also give you an update on my finger, the continuing saga that is my finger. Let's take a look. According to the Government of Canada, Environment Canada, the temperature currently is 12 degrees here in Vancouver, at the airport in particular. Tomorrow is Thursday, and it's a high of 16. That's actually okay. And it shows a chance of showers, but there's also a sunny icon going on. So it looks like it's a mixed bag. Then we head into Friday and the weekend, and Friday has a 60% chance of showers, a high of 13. And then Saturday and Sunday is exactly the same. As a matter of fact, it goes Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, highs of 13 every day, and rain. And guess what? Tuesday, rain, but a high of 12. That is Vancouver. We are there. We are in the sad days, the seasonal affective disorder days. I hope you don't suffer like I do, because it sucks, but whatever. All right. Oh, my finger. Let me tell you what's going on here. If you care, like all one of you that listens to this very popular show, I broke my finger back, early August, had surgery. It was in, it was, the pieces were put back together with a couple few pins. Turns out they had 3 pins in it. They removed one as they were done, but I had to walk around with like pins sticking out of my hand, my finger. Anyways, it turns out the tip is still not working. So I've been going like once or twice a week to what's called the hand clinic at VGH. I have an OT, an occupational therapist. I call it physio. She's basically a physiotherapist. And so she does all these hand exercises with me. And the tip does not work. So the top, I don't know, joint is just not working. So I went to see the surgeon again. It's like nonstop. And finally, he was like, yeah, I think it really isn't working. I'm like, duh. So where are we at now? So it's been 2.5 months. September, October. Yeah, that's right. And I have to get an ultrasound, and then they're going to look at it and see if they're going to do some surgery. I'm just like, oh my God, just I'm tired because ski season is coming up and I'm getting stoked to ski. And I'm like, when is this surgery? Is it going to happen? And I can't make a fist still. And that one finger doesn't really work. So I'm just really, 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 really trying hard. Universe, I really am. I'm doing all my exercises. I'm trying to get this hand back in shape. And trust me, if you think, wow, it's just a finger. One thing I've discovered with breaking one digit on a hand is it affects your whole hand. Like, really, it's way worse than it sounds. You have to go, as I mentioned, to physiotherapy, to an occupational therapist, and you have to work your butt off just to try to make a fist again. It's that bad because your hand is in a claw. It's like when I had the surgery, correct, and leading into the surgery, they put kind of like a cast on it, and it's in there for weeks. And then when they take it off, your hand's like all shriveled up and like doesn't move. And they say the deal is that it takes only 9 days, folks, like the number 9, N-I-N-E, before the muscle memory in your hands gets lost. Seriously, it actually goes away. And then you have to relearn how to move. Yeah, I'm not making that up. It's been very tough. So anyways, that's where that's at. Oy vey. Okay, let's see what's happening. All right, let's continue listening to some awesome music. We're going to move on and hear something from the band The Happy Fits. We are going to listen to a new song from them. It's called Another Try. It's from their record of the same name. It's the title track off the record, released just this year. So let's give that a listen, as long as I'm good here. Yep. Okay, give me one sec, and we're going to listen to that here. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Another day, another try. Sing your dreams a lullaby. Smoke another cigarette. Haven't hit the filter yet. When will it burn? Don't wanna see you running in circles.
It's just the madness of reality. Try. Sing your tears a lullaby. Smoke another cigarette. Haven't hit the filter yet. When will you learn? Don't wanna see you running in circles. Don't wanna see you running. It's just the madness of reality. Is that not?
Tough customer, only the taste of the donut.
Radio show. Every radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
have loved you good like a planet. I could have changed your heart to a star. But it really doesn't matter at all. No, it really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guide. I could have built a house on the ocean. I could have placed our love in the sky. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess. Turned you into a priestess. I could have burned your feet in the sand. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess. But it all really doesn't matter. Life's a guess. I hope it's gonna last. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No. Life's a guess.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was awesome, of course, from 1971, T-Rex, with the song Life's a Guess from the album Electric Warrior, out of England, of course, and Mark Bolan. Sadly, his life came to an end when he was only 29 of a car accident. And the weirdest thing is he was always scared of that. He was scared of like being in cars and automobiles. He sort of predicted his own death. I watched a documentary on him and it was pretty crazy. Toward the end of his life, he got really bloated. He had his own like variety show. And he was heavily into many substances. And anyways, sadly, his life ended early. All right, before that, we heard something from the Nevada band Surf Curse. There's only two of them. We heard the title song off their album Freaks from 2013. And then Binky. I'm kind of obsessed with Binky. He's my latest just obsession. We heard the title track off his 2019 release, Hey, BB. And then the Happy Fits in there. Another title track. Wow, we've had three in a row songs that are the title tracks, right? Off the record. All right, 7:25 is the time. Let's go, let's listen to this band, Good Morning. They're from Australia. They are a duo, another duo, Stephen Blair and Liam Parsons. So Australia is where we're going next. And we're going to hear the song, the title song of the record Country. Oh my God, there's four at least that I played, at least four today. Yeah, so the record, of course, is called Country. It was released in, I'm going to say 2019 or so. I think that's about right. Yeah, no. I think it's 2021. This is like super new. No. Yeah, it is 2021. Okay, we're good. It is totally new. That is correct. Okay, so we're going to hear the band Good Morning. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We are broadcasting from the campus of UBC. And let's continue. I'm here until 8, in case you're curious. And I'll be back in 2 more weeks. My show is every alternating Wednesday. Yeah. Here we go.
We'll be right back. racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The station is CITR. The show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm the host, Anita B. That right there was from a while back. That was like 12-ish years ago. From the album Shots, the local band Lady Hawk with the song I Don't Always Know What You're Talking About. Such a great song. Before that, we heard something from the band Lord Huron, who I'm very quickly falling in love with. Lord Huron's lead guy, it used to be a solo project, but he eventually, I forget his name, but accumulated a band. And he's originally from Lansing, Michigan, which is super cool because I spent a lot of time in Michigan. I'm from across the river in Windsor. And he named the band after Lake Huron, which I think is super cool. I'm in love with the Great Lakes. People who have never been to the Great Lakes don't know what they're missing. I've heard so many people. I mean, I get it. BC's beautiful, you know. But if you've never been that way, check it out. It's like inland seas. Lake Superior is breathtaking. Lake Huron is as well. And he named the band, again, after Lake Huron, because that's where he spent a lot of his time growing up. He eventually then moved from Michigan. He went to Michigan to school there. And then he went to New York City and then I think to California. I think that's the story. Anyways, before that, we heard something from Jail. Jennifer, Ellison, Laura, and Eve. They are the 1990s band out of Halifax with the song Not Happy off the Murder Records. Oh, no. Actually, Sub Pop. Sub Pop put out the record Dream Cake. So good. All right. It's 7:46. I'm here until 8. And right now we've got some... Oh, yeah, we got the organ. Yes, we do. This is a band who I'm friends with. I love the organ. They're just lovely. They have since, you know, they're no longer, is what I'm trying to say. I think 2007 was the last year they were happening. And the last release they put out, they recorded it separately. They had actually broken up, but the songs had been written. And everybody was like isolated and recorded their parts. Pretty crazy. But one of my best friends is Deb. She's the guitar player, songwriter, one of the songwriters in the band. So we're going to go back. This is a Mint Records band. And listen to the organ. This is like one of my favorite songs, Fire in the Ocean. It's so beautiful. So, yeah, let's take a listen to that. And then we're going to move on. We don't have much time. What do I have next? Oh, yeah, we're going to hear a little Catlow. That is what we're going to do. So let's hear this. This is the organ. Oops-a-daisy, what is that? What am I doing wrong? That's what I'm doing wrong. All right, let me try this again. Let's try it again. Fire in the Ocean. Whoops. What the heck? Hold on. Let me try this again. Let me rewind this song. That's much better. God, I'm so tired. I've had a long day. I just want to go home and chill. But that's cool. Let's listen to the organ.
Love me only the ocean. All I do is wake and think of you. This is all I seem to want to do. Think of all the things that I could say to make you wanna turn and come my way. But you can't stop the love, it's like a train. Thank you.
All right, that, of course, was Slater Kinney from the 1997 release. What is it called? I have it right here. Dig Me Out. That was, like, one of my favorite records at the time. I was, like, so completely influenced by Slater Kinney. I mean, I used to be in a band. I was in a three-piece girl band. And those guys, wow, they really put a fire under my ass, if that makes any sense. They're out of Olympia / Portland. And God, Carrie Brownstein came out of Slater Kinney. Everything about that band was just perfect. The drummer, oh my God. Janet Weiss, I became a drummer myself, and I modeled myself. I wanted to be as good as her. That's all I wanted. And I think I sort of gave up my pipe dream when I realized I couldn't be Janet Weiss. It's the truth. I mean, I can play drums and I was an okay drummer, but yeah, it's amazing. She's diabolic. And I say that because I'm going to leave us with a song from the Riverdales right now, Diabolic. This is from their album. Hold on a second right here. Oh, what's it called? It's like a number. Oh God, I got it right here. Anyways, this is the Riverdales from, I think the year was like about 2010 or so. And this song is beyond, oh, it's Tarantula. That's the name of the record. The record is called Tarantula. And it's got the number 27, that's what it is, on the, you know, album design. This time is 7:58. I'm Gandhi. I'll be back in 2 more weeks with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And here is the other night, the Riverdales.
To myself, I'm a menace to my health. With time I lost.